It is the Rokan Show with me, Anna DeVlantis. Brian Noonan sitting in with us this afternoon. Good Yay. To have you here, Brian.
Good to be here.
We've
Looking forward
talk
to talking
Rio.
To
you. Oh, man. There's so much coming out of the games. Amazing. Amazing things from the athletes. The two Simones we have to talk about. We have to talk about Michael Phelps. And the pool that's getting more attention again
right.
for being even greener and smellier and all kinds of stuff. Stacey Sinclair is with the Chicago Tribune. She covers the Olympics for them. And we're happy to have you call in from Rio. How's it going, Stacey?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, Stacey. First question. I'm sorry. I got to jump in. Are you still wearing the mosquito repellent?
I am.
All
yeah.
right, good.
You've guilted me into it properly. And this is like... Mm-hmm. The sixth day in a row that
Good.
I put it on.
Good. Because Anna, I talked to Stacey the other night, and she was boasting that she wasn't wearing mosquito repellent, as if to flip off Zika and all the threats. And I was not comfortable with it at all.
And it does seem that it's kept some people away. I saw some pictures of the empty track and field stadium today, and it looked really empty at the start of those events.
Everything is empty here. I mean, everything is about a quarter full, a half full on a good night. Yeah,
it's
you can feel it. It affects the energy. Yeah, it is sad.
Are they giving any reason why? I mean, obviously people are afraid of disease, they're afraid of violence, they're afraid of everything. Is that the overwhelming cause for that? Because usually you look at an Olympic crowd and every stadium is packed.
Right. Well, I mean, historically the games start off slow, right? Attendance is always slow because of the medal games and competitions aren't right away. But, you know, now we're heading into the second week of it. And I think a lot of it is that, like, sponsor tickets get, you know, held. And then I think the sponsors didn't come down here because of maybe all of the sort of news surrounding Rio and all the problems it was having. So, yeah, at this point in the games, it is unusual to not have full stadiums. Plus, like, it's a really expensive ticket for the average Rio resident to afford.
What right. is it like to attend a track and field event?
It's a couple $100, you know, American, which,
wow.
which is, you know, more than a month's salary for some people. So, mm-hmm.
yeah, so locals are not attending
the
games.
Too bad they can't get those free to school children.
Not too much.
If the sponsors are not attending and they kind of already know that attendance is down, it would be, I don't know. It's disappointing.
Yeah, they've tried to give the tickets away, but, you know, also these games are not in the middle of Rio. It's expensive to, you know, get out here. And it's not as easy of a solution as it was in London when they just started giving tickets to members of the military to come sit in the stands because they could get there pretty easily.
Makes sense.
Hey, Stacey, NBC executives said they weren't exactly happy with the overall appearance that the venues and sort of the spaces that are being used for competition are being portrayed on TV. They said they were sort of let down by some of the Olympic organizers. What's the vibe? Mm-hmm. What's the feel you're getting from all the events, whether it be, you know, swimming or equestrian, wherever? Is it nice? I mean, how do they all come out?
Well, first of all, equestrian is probably the nicest facility here, and I think the horses are living better than anybody. But yeah, like, you know, I was over at the swimming pool today, and, you know, there's wires that are still that haven't been, like, covered, and ductwork that hasn't been covered. I mean, they clearly did not finish, you know, the venues. And as, you know, one of my coworkers said today, like, you know, gee, this swimming pool is going to be really nice when it's finished in 6 months.
Yeah. Well, let's stay with the pool. What's going on with the diving pool? It's green again. And we're
smelling.
Is this the water that's supposed to be in the lagoon now coming into the pools?
Yeah, no, there's something wrong with it. I'm not going to pretend to be a chemist. There's something wrong with the alchemy of the pool. And they've tried to counterbalance it with chlorine and it is open air, so some of the rainwater has gotten in, and that's done stuff. It is, you know, in person, it is sort of the color of the Chicago River on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that's
maybe
pretty.
A shade darker. So, it's a very festive color.
Maybe that's a slight jab at Chicago at winning the bid for the Olympics.
Take that.
Direct shot at Chicago, Rio.
Is Ouch. There any truth to the rumor that Ryan Lochte's hair turning green had something to do with the pool water?
No, I think he actually did that on purpose, believe it or not.
All right. I just, I like to check. There's been some good news.
Great news.
As Anna said, the Simones
Both
yesterday
Simones.
Just bringing the heat and the gold back for the U.S.,
Yeah, and sort of, you know, and Simone Biles, like, kind of, you know, had her spotlight taken away briefly by another Simone making history. It was a fun day for the U.S. I think yesterday to have those two women who are actually, you know, really personable and friendly and really good sports, you know, be out there and do so well.
And then the storyline of Marta Caroli, who is stepping down. She's leaving the sport after so many successful years, her and her husband, Bella Caroli. The other thing I should point out of local interest is Simone Biles' actual coach, who's been her coach since she was 6 years old, the first coach, is a Lane Tech High School graduate, Amy Borman. So she's also celebrating. We're trying to get her for the show. But so many successful stories. How is the Simone Manuel story has made major headlines here in the U.S., both for how she held herself and used this as a platform to talk about race in America and you know, and what that achievement means. And she couldn't stop crying, and I was crying along with her because I was like, this is such a moment. I'm like,
oh, she was crying during the national anthem and the medal ceremony. It was great.
It was so great.
Stacey?
Yeah, it's one of those moments that, like, you know, with all the problems with the IOC and all the problems with the Rio Games, you get a moment like that. You think, okay, well, this is why we're doing this. This is why this event gets held every 4 years, because we get moments like this, and they kind of make up for all the other stuff.
Sure, and then there were a few headlines that didn't quite portray her in the best light that also achieved some, you know, calling it. Well, there was one that said African American win gold. It was like, what are we thinking of? Then they changed it to their credit, but, you know, you're in the paper business. Sometimes headlines don't come out the way you expect, but that one certainly didn't feel right at all.
Yeah, I saw that today, and it's one of those things. I bet you if that person looked at it, you know, a couple hours later, they would have seen why that was so wrong, but... Mm-hmm. In the moment, somebody wasn't clicking on all cylinders, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about since you saw that today, did you see any of the backlash, Stacey? NBC was taking a lot of grief for, instead of televising the medal ceremony with Simone Manuel, that they were showing old Russian, not old Russian gymnastics, but hours earlier, instead of showing this medal ceremony.
Oh, I've seen stuff like that on Twitter. I do see all the ceremonies because we just get like a live feed from the venue. So, yeah. I mean, I saw Canada win a gold in trampoline today. I mean, and I saw their medal ceremony. Yeah.
Would you stop bragging, please?
Did I spoil it for the audience out there about the Canadians?
People really are very upset now. We were going to watch. We had our whole night scheduled watching the trampoline final.
Yeah, well, I think the big news out of here today, I don't know if you guys have talked about the women's soccer team, or you want me to talk about it?
Yes, please do. Because
Kevin had it in his sports, but yeah, what's going on there?
Shocking.
Yeah, I mean, they got bounced in the tournament in a sort of a stunning defeat by Sweden. It went to penalty kicks, but kind of the big news out of it was that Hope Solo afterward called the Swedish team a bunch of cowards and said that they played a very cowardly game of soccer by not attacking and trying to just, you know, bunker down and keep the U.S. from scoring. And, it, you know, I don't think there could be somebody more unlikable maybe on the U.S. Olympic team than Hope Solo. I mean, here's this poor Swedish team. They're all wearing their H&M jerseys, which I think is hilarious. But they're all in these H&M jerseys, and they had the biggest moment of their, you know, their careers, probably that sports history in Sweden.
Yeah.
And she goes out and calls them a bunch of cowards.
And she said the better team. She said the better team didn't win.
That's not true.
To add along with it, and the coach for Sweden is the former U.S. women's soccer coach, and apparently these comments were sort of directed at her. The way they had this conservative game plan, and Hope Solo went on to say it was unexciting soccer and scared soccer and things like that. So
yeah, but it was winning soccer in the end, wasn't it?
Exactly. Yeah.
She did say, so Hope Solo said, "Losing sucks. I'm really bad at it." Then how about it?
Yeah, well, then why don't you keep your mouth shut?
Sounds like Cam Newton after
the Super
Bowl.
The only accurate thing she said today.
There you go.
Boy, she, as you said, Stacey, she is not. She does not paint herself in the best light. She's always got something to say, with the beekeeper's mask on before the games and the, you know, everything else she's been up to.
What about?
It's like she looks for trouble.
How about Fiji? I heard it's a national holiday there. They are all sorts of celebrations for them winning their first ever Olympic medal win. I mean, the pictures out of Fiji are just amazing. People are celebrating in the streets. They're drinking beer. They're having fun. This is huge for them.
Oh, I mean, that's what these moments are about. It's like Simone Manuel takes advantage of the moment and remembers sort of the greater, you know, purpose of these games. You know, Fiji with their moment, and then, you know, Hope Solo with hers. So it's very much.
Is Michael Phelps just walking around like the king of the Olympics? Are people carrying him on their shoulders?
You can't get near
he
him.
Should. He is the king of the Olympics.
He is. He's definitely the king of the Olympics. Yeah, I cannot get near him. Like, nobody can get really near him. Yeah, I mean, he's been the king of Olympics for, what, 4 years?
Yeah.
4 Olympics now, since, you know. So I think it's a role he's definitely definitely used to. I think his mom might be the queen of the Olympics, though. I mean, she really seems to be the one, like, keeping it all together.
Can you talk to her?
Auditorium.
Can you get close to her?
I haven't. I other families you can get to. I know some of my colleagues talked to Simone Biles' family yesterday, nice. but I haven't tried to talk to her.
Any more interactions with your greasy friend from Tonga?
I've not seen him since, but he's competing next week.
Wait,
so
you met him?
Maybe if I have.
Yeah.
I didn't hear this story, Stacey. You met the guy, the Tonga guy?
Yes. I was walking to a bus stop last Saturday. And I walked past this guy, and I was like, how do I know him? So I turned around, like, take another look and figure out how I knew him. He had Tonga across his back. And I was like, I know who that is. So, like, I went up to him, and I was like, hey, can I stick a cell phone on your face and record a bunch of questions I'm about to ask you? So, yeah, he gave me an interview. He was really nice. He was really friendly. And he says he has a surprise for the closing ceremony, so we'll have to, you know, stay tuned.
Wow,
people will be watching. So he was friendly. That's good to know. What did he think of the newfound attention that he's like the hot stud of the Olympics?
Yeah, you know, he was definitely embracing it. But you know, he also has no chance of winning a medal here. So he sort of said he had one moment to like make a statement for Tonga. I mean, how many times have people said Tonga in the last, you know, week versus in the last year? Right, exactly. So he had this one moment to kind of like have people talking about Tonga, and he took it, and, you know, it worked. He did say, though, he had no idea how shiny he was, that there was a woman applying the it was coconut oil, not baby oil, mm-hmm. The woman applying coconut oil to him, and he had to ask her to stop because it was dripping all the way down into his shoes, and they were falling off.
Nice.
So
Kevin knows the drill. Kevin's into that.
Coconut oil, pro move, pro move.
Been oiling Kevin up all day just for your appearance, Stacey. You can't see him, but just know he's sliding out of his chair the entire time you're talking. It's very disconcerting.
The mind is amazing, isn't it?
It is. So what's on tap for the rest of the day in Rio?
The rest of the day in Rio, there is someone from North Chicago who does a long jump for Bermuda.
Nice.
And he carried Bermuda's flag in during the games. He's competing tonight for the first time. And then earlier this afternoon, the U.S. women's volleyball team, which includes Kelsey Robinson of Bartlett, they won and they remain undefeated in tournament play. And then tomorrow we have Tom Jeske of Wheaton playing on the men's volleyball team. So lots of local people in action over the next 24 hours.
Very nice.
Exciting to watch.
Well, thank you as always for your time. Keep wearing that mosquitoes repellent so I don't have to call your mom. You know how that goes once mom gets involved. But always a pleasure, Stacey. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for checking in with us.
Guys.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye.